After reading Not in Kansas Anymore, though, I did come to the conclusion that I have been a 25-year victim of a sex spell. So,
which way has it gone?
What's that? My wife, I believe, 25 years ago.
She's kept you with her?
I believe so. I believe I'm captured only on that basis alone.
Oh, some of the sex spells. The candles, the shape of the candles, the things you do to the candles, the things you do with your own self.
And I've had that problem, and I've had that feeling, too, so I can totally relate to that. But talk about that. The sex spell part was really interesting, and I still want to get back to the dark arts that you may have seen, but as long as we're here, talk about sex spells, because I think that if there's like any one thing that would really trigger a fundamentalist response, it wouldn't just be a magical spell, but a magical sex spell. I mean, that's the double whammy, isn't it?
So. Yeah. Now, and especially, I loved hoodoo, which is an African-American herbal and magical system that's melded with Christianity. In some parts of the South, it's Protestant Christianity. In other parts of the South, it's Catholicism. But the people, it's mostly women who go to the hoodoo docks, and they mostly want love spells, sex spells, and they want to keep their man. They want to draw a man. They want to keep the man. They want him to be able to perform only with them. And there are all these spells that will enable that to happen. So I think that's kind of wonderful. I mean, it's very practical. They know what they want. They want luck in gambling. They want to beat the law. They want to beat the rap. But mostly they want love.
Right.
Or at least sex. They can't get love.
And by the way, it's that non-performance spell. That's the one I've been a victim of for all these years.
Did you read the one? I love the one about where they put the needles in the candle, and he can only make love to her. And then when he leaves, she puts the needles back in.
That's right. And I just haven't found the closet yet where she's keeping it. I don't know where it is, but
and that boy ain't going nowhere.
And the voodoo part too. I mean, and who knew? I mean, in a way, doesn't it also speak to, for the same reason that we've got all of these Viagra commercials on television, that there's this people have been using these types of spells and trying to get to try to reclaim their virility and stuff for a long time. I mean, there's this goes back to Chinese herbal medicine and all of the weird things that they'll grind up and drink. And I mean, it really was intriguing to think this is probably hundreds of years old, and there was somebody, you know, somewhere running a plantation that was having problems, you know, maintaining an erection, and he was going to a voodoo, you know, left with no other option, going to a voodoo priestess, hoping to overcome that problem.
Sure, yeah.
Well, talk about the dark arts. Did you see anything when you were investigating that?
When I began, particularly with hoodoo, now, if you have to talk, there are different kinds of magic, of course, and if you talk about witches or Wiccans, one of my sources called them Christianity with a female god, because they have a very strong moral system, and basically, they won't even do a spell, say, I wanted you to fall in love with me. The Wiccans would say, well, you can't target him. You can do a spell for love. But to target him would be to go against his will, and you're not allowed to do that. And they believe that any evil that you do, or whatever you put out, good or evil, comes back to you threefold. And so, although they do get into quite a bit of mischief and seem to ignore that, as most of us do about those kinds of things. Now, if you look at some other magical systems, they see it very differently. For instance, with hoodoo, I was quite shocked when I went to a hoodoo shop in Forestville, California, and I saw all of these spells. I mean, they use graveyard dirt. They use all these noxious potions, the medicine, the powders that they throw down, and if you step on them, you will have certain bad things happen to you. And black candles, and I was just really stunned to see that so openly done. But what she said to me is, well, it depends on what you think is bad. She said, if you have drug dealers in your neighborhood and you want to drive them out of your neighborhood, is that bad? Or is that good?
Well,
it goes against their will.
Right. But
if someone's done you an injustice and you can't get justice, which of course was what would happen with the slaves, you have magic to give you justice.
Right.
Now, okay, let me tell you, though, what they do. They also believe that it comes back on you. And there are a lot of hoodoo docs who would say, like I would call them and I would say, will you, you know, can I make an appointment? And they would say to me, let me just tell you right off that I don't do dark magic. I don't do black magic. I won't do evil things for you because it would come back on me and my family. And they have a wonderful name for docs like this, hoodoo docs. They call them lady-hearted. And so they would only do good magic. But many, here's what they do. If I go to them and I say, you wrecked my car and you refused to pay for it and I want justice, and so, you know, I want something really bad. I want you to get in a car wreck. And I go to the hoodoo doc and he's convinced that I'm right. He may do the spell for me, but what they often do is, because it's this melding of Christianity and African magic, at the end they will invoke the name of Jesus and they will say, let this be done in the name of Jesus Christ if it be justified.